This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Well, morning in my world. Afternoon in my world because I've been up since 5 in the morning.
Good morning in my world.
Good morning in her world. Neither Rahimi, neither Harris, nor Grody here today. Instead, you get the dynamic duo, the reunion in the building, Gabe Ramirez and the wonderful Kate Constable. Welcome.
Gabe, it's so good to be back with you.
I know. Air horns needed for sure. Kate and I did many a show together on the BetQL network. Somebody called it the better angle, and then there was another name though too, right?
No, we've been the better angle. Well, we initially did the college football stuff,
right?
Ooh, that was
you bet. What? In the,
no, that was BetQL way back in the day. BetQL Game Day. Yeah, I mean
that's
it's
how long
been
we've
years.
Been doing this show.
She's not, neither. I feel like one of us should be able to remember the name.
Fair.
We got 4 hours to do
the
it.
The good thing is we're on the show right now together with some already built-in chemistry baked in, and so we get a chance to talk. Now you and I, we've tailgated at Bears games together. Bear games together. So we, you know, I know your love for this team and your husband's as well. And, you know, I want to preface this whole thing that we are going to have a positive show today. We talked about it a little bit in crosstalk, but we're not going to be, there's not going to be Debbie Downers today on the show. We're going to try to put a positive spin on everything Chicago Bears as we head into this game against the Lions.
I mean, heading into the weekend too, like it's the first weekend of the new year.
Come on.
We got to have positive thoughts going into the new year. The past year is behind us. Old Bears seasons are behind us. And I think having the positive spin, Gabe, that's what this team needs going into a game against the Lions, in a game that is meaningless in terms of, you know, Bears have already won the division.
Yeah.
But there is still a lot to this game. And positive spin, I think that's where it's at.
It's odd because, you know, if we can validate the negativity for a second, right? This is a Bears team that is 11-5. Again, as you mentioned, you know, walking away with the North. But there's this icky feeling lingering, whether it has to do with this last game and the need to have revenge, or going into a playoffs where you're not sure where you rank amongst the teams that are there. It's like this cynic nature that we have as Bears fans where we try to put this spin on it. But no, not today, baby. Mm-mm. We took the North. We're feeling good. We're going up against the Lions. But it begs the question, you know, because when I'm thinking about this game in particular, I think back to week one, and that's what everybody's been talking about, right? All the talking points this week. Oh, they put a 52 burger up on the Bears. But are you over? Are you over the Lions' loss from week two? Are you over it? Because I am. I'm over. Yeah, I could care less about that week two loss. But are you over
it? I've been over it.
Oh, you're over it too?
I'm over it. And I think everyone should be over it. I think there's a lot you can look at and take away from it. And, I mean, obviously understand the result and not wanting that result to repeat itself in week 18. But that was week two, Gabe. We've had 16 weeks of football between the two. If you're not over it by now...
I think there's too many Bears fans that are holding on to it. You know, you got to let these things go. You're letting the week two loss against the Detroit Lions linger too long, right? You got to let that go so that way you can move. Like me personally, when I think about that game, 52 points. Listen, I remember it. It was embarrassing, not only for myself. I'm sure, obviously, Ben Johnson felt embarrassed. But Caleb Williams, 19 for 30, 207 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had that one interception, was sacked 4 times. That's the most times he's been sacked all season. Mm-hmm. All season.
4 of his 23 this season.
Right. Hasn't been sacked the last 2 games. So again, like, do I want to remember that? Or is that going to, am I like Michael Jordan looking at the iPad and laughing at it and saying, like, I took that personally 15 weeks ago?
Yes, there is some of that, I think, that will be a part of the locker room conversation, right? There's no way that's not. But in terms of, are we going to dwell on this? Is this a revenge game? I don't think it needs to be a revenge game.
See, that's
game.
What I'm saying, Kate. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Oh, I agree with you. I think most people feel that way. And I mean, even just having conversations with people in the city of Chicago and Bears fans, that is the biggest headline. I mean, you Google Bears Lions week 18 and it's Bears getting revenge on the 52 points that Dan Campbell put up on Ben Johnson.
Gabe Ramirez, along with Kate Constable here on 670 The Score, filling in for Raheemy Harris and Grody. The phone lines are open. We got Sean Sears, Grant Leader, handling producer duties today. 312-644-6767. You hear us talking about it, but the question is true. Are you over the Lions' loss in week two? Some people are saying no, Gabe. I keep hearing, we're going to run up the score on the line. What?
Why?
Not why, what? Like, what are we talking about? Why? Yeah, when you say why, is it because you're still holding on to that loss? The Bears are in a different place right now.
This kind of feels like the, you know, you go through a breakup and you're still kind of attached to the person for a little while. And like everything they post on social media bothers you for a little bit. And then you finally hit that point where you're like, I don't care. Nothing you do bothers me anymore.
It's just because even if they lose the game, right? I mean, yes, we know you can move down to the third seed, but the Eagles are sitting people. I think the Commanders have a decent squad that they can handle that no matter, you know, against the B team that the Eagles are putting out there. So you're kind of set in that. I don't know. I just don't like the narrative. I don't like the narrative that this needs to be a revenge game. The Bears need to put up 50 points on them. And then I think the Bears are in a better place. They understand where they're at. Why try to get fuel in that way? Just be the better team.
Well, what is a win? What is a 50 burger on the Lions proof this week that the Lions aren't
Super Bowl, Kate? That's
like, but does it really?
You put up 50 on the Lions. People, including myself, feel confident that the game plan for the Bears is something that they can execute at, if they execute at a high level, can take them to the Super Bowl. But if you put up 50 points against the Lions, who you know don't want to get embarrassed, and then it says to me that, you know, the Bears are playing their best football in December, and this is the best. And then now what you once thought was a ceiling, they've broken through that to another level. What do you think if the Bears put up 50?
I mean, I think that's huge, but like, does that, in the conversation of getting revenge on Dan Campbell for Ben Johnson, like, I don't think Ben Johnson necessarily cares. Like, he thinks he got back at his former team in that aspect. I mean, in terms of like what it means on field play and the Bears going into the playoffs with a ton of motivation. What
momentum?
Momentum. Thank you, Gabe.
I got you.
Like that would be huge, but I don't think Ben Johnson sees this as like, I need to put up 50 on Dan Campbell because he did that to me earlier on in the year. And that's what's going to prove that I am the better of the two, or the Lions are, you know, lost without me.
Yeah. The Lions put up 14 points in every quarter except the third when they put up 10. I mean, they ran up the score 28-14 at the half. And then, of course, 52-21 at the end of the game. Jahmyr Gibbs, 94 yards and a touchdown. David Montgomery, 57 yards and a touchdown. Amon-Ra, they had two receivers over 100 yards. Again, the explosive plays will hurt the Bears that first time around. Amon-Ra, say, round 9 catches, 115 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, if I'm Nation Wright and Tyreek Stevenson, then maybe they can not be over that loss.
Shouldn't be over the loss.
There you go. The defense shouldn't be over it, but the team should as a whole. I think, I don't know, it's just such new territory, right, Kate? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're thinking about the Bears as a whole, we as a fan base, being 11-5, your team being 11-5, playing an inconsequential game, right, realistically, yeah. I mean, yes, seeding, I understand that, but overall, you're in the playoffs, you're in the dance. I don't know how to act.
It's a luxury that the Bears have not had in decades. To be able to go into this game and say, okay, it doesn't really matter in terms of a positive, because we're being positive today, Gabe. Like, it hasn't mattered for a long time because the Bears have been terrible for a long time.
Terrible.
But to go into a game being winners of the North and kind of being able to say, okay, outside of the seeding, and yes, that is important, this game doesn't matter a whole lot. That's just uncharted territory.
And I want to be clear, both Kate and I agree that we want the Bears to win this game.
1,000%.
You want the positive momentum, as you mentioned. But again, I think the reason why you want to win shouldn't be revenge. You should want to win because you're just the superior team and you're imposing your will on the Detroit Lions. Shouldn't be because, oh, you beat me up. you beat me up a week ago and now I got to see you after school.
Right.
So I can catch you on now that I'm bigger.
I think also like you have to look at that game in terms of that was week two. That was the second right. game of Ben Johnson's head coaching tenure with the Chicago
Bears.
Colston
Loveland, not one catch.
I was just going to point that out. One target, that's it. Not a single catch. Yeah. You had Luther Burden, 5 yards, one catch. The run game hadn't gotten going yet whatsoever early on in the season. So, I mean, there were so many points of week two that have grown immensely. Whereas these, it's a different ballgame.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys aren't over it. I know that because we hear it on the streets every single day. So I'm curious. Are you over this Lions loss from week two, or does it still sting? Do you still want some sort of revenge? 312-644-6767. Gabe Ramirez here with Kate Constable filling in for Raheem Harrison. Grody, let's go to the phone lines. We got Aaron out in Milwaukee. Aaron, the Bears obviously lost in week two, then went on a run. So I feel like they should be over it, but are you over it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Great.
No, and they shouldn't be over it neither, because I'm still not over the 7 seconds that mysteriously got put back on the clock. That should have been a 14-21 ball game going into halftime. I think people tend to forget that, yes, they made a great catch on the sidelines, but when he came down with the ball, there was no time left on the clock. So, no, I want revenge. I want to rub it in their face. They rub it in ours. Why not? Why not? I mean, I hear you guys going, why? My question to y'all is, why not? If you got a wounded animal, you're supposed to kick it. The best time to kick something is when it's down. You're supposed to kick. Do I have to keep calling back in the score every show and tell y'all that we should want the smoke? We should want all the smoke. We should get all our revenge this year, because next year isn't promised.
It isn't promised. Aaron, I think for me, right, I'm here with all of that in terms of keeping your foot on their throat and winning the game. And, you know, if they put up 55, so be it. It's the revenge factor. It's the mindset of still feeling like you got to prove something to the Lions, where you've already proven to be the best team in the North. So if you just continue to, I want the reasons to be a little different.
Really? No. No.
Fair enough. I hear you, Aaron.
I think there also, Gabe, is like at some point, act like you are the team that has been here, and they haven't been here, but like,
yeah,
you're here now. You've arrived.
Right.
That type of thing.
I think the game against the Packers, when I think about that one, right, there was a revenge factor there. There was so much at stake. They are the Packers. They beat you 2 weeks ago. You felt like they got away with one. That I understand. The Lions, they're not even in the playoffs. I want to beat the Lions. I want the Bears to beat the Lions. I just want the reasoning to be different. I just want you to be the dominant team. I don't need it to be because of revenge.
You want to be the better team on the field this weekend. And you want to have the momentum going into the first round of the playoffs.
For sure.
Right. Especially coming off the loss to the 49ers. Like, this is important for those reasons. It's important for looking forward into the future. It's not as important for looking back and being like, we got you back.
Yeah, exactly. 312-644-6767. Let's go to Jim out in Crystal Lake. Jim, what do you think about this one? Revenge the biggest factor here?
His seeding is more important than revenge. I mean, I think it's a bad take that we got to score 50, Gabe. That would be nice, and I would take that. But I think just getting the win for the second seed, because you never know what can happen in that in their first round, we could get two home games if we win the first and there's an upset with Philly. So
And then obviously, you know, with the one seed, you're going up against teams that are very similar, right? They might be facing teams in the NFC West, so they might go down, and that could earn you. That's a great point, Jim, that when you're thinking about what the motivating factors are, well, we're saying it should be simply because you're the better team. You've already taken the North. Act like you've been there. You're pointing out the fact that the motivating factor should be seeding and then revenge, right?
Exactly. And I mean, I don't want to really play a West Coast team in the first round, even though they're not used to the cold. I think the Packers actually, and I hate to say this, are the weaker team, especially without Micah. So,
yeah, that's it. Thanks for the call, Jim. I mean, we're going to get into that conversation later. Jeez. I mean, speaking of revenge, they're going to have revenge on their mind. And I think that's why some Bears fans don't.
The Lions or the Packers?
None of the Packers.
Okay, I was going to say.
In the event that you face them in the
1,000%.
First round. Like, they're a team that's going
to
have.
Especially with the proximity of games.
Right.
Like, this isn't going back to week 2. This is going back to a couple weeks ago when we played the Packers.
That's a great point.
Like, that was week 16.
I mean, that's the one thing that obviously, I don't want to say scares, but, you know, is in the back of all Bears fans' minds when they think about, you know, a third meeting with the Green Bay Packers, or for anyone for that matter, is that, you know, they're going to have just a tad bit more oomph or pep in their step because they're going to want to get back. But, you know, they are a wounded animal. I mean, Jordan Love sitting out the last week, even though he's been cleared for the concussion protocol, says a lot about their team and what they're trying to do. Yep. Josh Jacobs, same thing. I mean, it's not, listen, every team in the playoffs obviously is good, but having to face your division rival is tough.
And again, going back not only to week 16, but week 14. So third meeting in what, 6 week span, 7 week span?
Yeah.
And you go back to those games too. I mean, the Bears had a 4% chance to win that second meeting? Like, it's not like the Bears put up 52 on the Packers in that meeting, kind of like that Lions game. So I agree that the Packers are probably the weakest team that the Bears could face in the first round, but that's still scary to me. A divisional opponent that, I mean, really has had success against the Bears this season, despite splitting the regular season.
Yeah, it's gonna be a tough one. Got some good text messages coming in. One from the 847. They say your nickname should be K-Con.
Oh, that was my nickname
instead
in high school.
A-Con?
K-Con. It was.
A-Con?
Yep.
K-Con
and Young Jeezy.
I love it.
Yep.
I could just imagine.
That's when A-Con was like hot back in the day. I mean, those were my high school years.
Listen, I can only imagine a young Kate Constable singing that song at Iowa University.
Oh, no. Go back to those Minnetonka high school days.
Is that what it is?
Just cruising the streets of the suburbs listening to A-Con.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You guys are hardcore out there. Got to watch out for those people. Someone else just said, another one from 847, the pass is for losers. I just want to win.
Yeah.
Love that. Another 224, the Bears try to score 80 to get as much offensive work in as possible. That brings me to my next question, right? Because the phone lines are open. Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody. Why? Why are Bears fans, why are you listening? Why are you so confident that the Bears are going to win on Sunday? And the reason why I ask that is the first meeting they put up 50 on you.
Mm-hmm.
Did something happen all of a sudden in your mind that just gave you this newfound confidence that Bears fans haven't had in years where you walk into a game? No one's saying, 24-27, you know, like when you're predicting scores,
right.
21-20, 21-20. No one's saying that. People are like, Bears by 10. So my question to you is, why? You love your team so much. Aaron from Milwaukee, you can call back in too, because you're talking about the Bears need to go ahead and get the revenge. Why are you just, what are the Bears doing? What about this team? What specifically about this squad has you so confident that the Bears are winning this game? Again, we're talking about positivity here on the show today. So I'm curious. 312-644-6767. You have the Bears winning the game, getting the number 2 seed. But the question is why? Look in your soul and answer that for me, all right? It's Gabe Ramirez, Kate Constable, filling in for Raheem Harrison Grody, right here taking your calls next on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.